Y'all, I'm not even gonna do the guys today because we got some shit to say.
Exciting.
I know. Wait, first and foremost, let's introduce ourselves. Then I got something to say. So, I'm Georgette.
I'm Naffy.
And we have a guest here today. We haven't had him on in a while, so I'm so excited. We got the distinguished University of Delaware alumni.
Hey. Yes.
George Class Peters. Wow. Get everybody do a round of applause. Please introduce yourself. Tell us what you like to do, what you're doing with your life, all that.
So, as Georgette knows, I love women's basketball. It's kind of my passion these days. So all I've been doing is working and trying to find a job in that area. I'm still waiting to graduate. I've gotten my degree. I'm waiting to walk at graduation in May. So
if you got a sports job, hit us up.
What you said?
I tell them that if they have a sports job, to hit us up.
Hit me up!
Okay, guys. So we got some shit to say. First of all, I feel I really do my best, aside from this podcast, to stay away from world issues. I really do, because I don't want nobody to know my opinion. I don't want to talk about it. But people keep coming to me. I feel like this might be the experience that everybody's experiencing. People keep coming to me. How do you feel about the slap? How do you feel? And I feel like every time I have to give my entire dissertation, just so you know, how exactly I feel on the slap. All of it. From the top to the bottom to their relationship to 1997, all the way. I feel like I gotta give the whole thing. So I don't know if you guys know. If you don't know, you must live under a rock.
I know, right?
But
rock.
Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, and wow, everybody talking about it. Even people who don't even live in America are literally talking about it. So. Let's get right into it. We got George here. We got Naffy here. We're really just gonna break this down because I'm still shook for real, honestly.
I found this so interesting because I'm not shook. It's not necessarily expecting, but I don't know. I feel like I woke up that morning and I was like, "Dang, that's crazy." And that was it, low key. That's the extent. I mean, I guess if I was to be asked or whatever, yes, there's thoughts and things, but it doesn't pop into my brain randomly, or I don't know. I guess I just don't care. I mean, not that I don't care, but I guess I don't care. Yeah, I guess I just don't care. It's crazy. I have opinions on it, obviously, but overall, I don't know. Everything Georgette just described, I'm just like, dang. But I know people are talking about it like that, and it is a lot. There definitely is a lot there, and so I get it, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I wish I the rest believe... of the world, if everybody else didn't care and it wasn't a deal, that would have been spectacular.
I know, I agree. And I think, I just said before we started, I really posted something saying, y'all better wrap up this conversation by Thursday, and here we are on Sunday, still talking about it. Which, is fine, because, honestly, I haven't talked about it that much. I think Georgia and I talked about it for a little bit, and that's really the most anyone's asked me about it.
I feel like his PR person. I've been in debates all week.
I don't know. So, I mean, I think it would be cool to hear what you guys have to say, to think longer about what I feel, I guess, about it, too. I'm excited. I think it's a good topic, definitely. But overall, I'm just kind of it's like a slap heard around the world, and I'm just deaf to it.
Yeah, it's literally the slap heard around the world.
Yeah.
George, what do you think? Because I feel like already my opinion is about to be unpopular. So let's start with something that may be popular.
Hello. I just want to start by saying congratulations to you two on the season.
Yeah!
We out here, we lit.
Thank you.
Besides that, I think it's overall a detriment in any way when black people are portrayed poorly in the eyes of the media, because it lives on forever. These things are going to emanate and predominate the conversation. The next morning after reeling with, I was like, oh, I want to see Beyonce's performance because I didn't watch that. So I Googled Beyonce Oscars 2022, and what comes up? The slap. Why is that the search that's most popular about the Oscars instead of all the amazing feat of black people at the Oscars? Samuel L. Jackson got his first Oscar.
Oscar.
This is the first produced by a black man with an all-black production staff. No one's talking about it. Questlove got an Oscar.
Yeah.
And then all of that, nothing doesn't matter. Will Smith got an Oscar. His first Oscar. And all of it doesn't matter because because of this 3-second interaction. And I think the implications of it are that black people can't just live. Like, they can't live. When we do something, it has to be the talk of the town, the biggest deal. It has to be everything. If a white man slept another white man up there, who gives a fuck? But if...
You really believe...
What'd you say?
You really believe that?
I do. I think it'll be out of the popular conversation very quickly. But because it's two black people, two monkeys on a stage in front of the white people, it's no, y'all showed your ass, you gonna take it.
Yeah.
This is our time. Put them back in the chains.
Like, if John Travolta slapped Dennis Quaid on stage, I don't think we would have been talking about this at all. Like, by then, nobody would have asked me what my opinion was.
Yeah, the three of us definitely would not care.
Okay, but us not caring and social media and, like, media outlets talking about it are two different things.
What? You think they're going to post memes about John Travolta and Dennis Quaid? Fuck no.
I think yes. I don't think to this degree. I can definitely understand the... Like, there is a difference. Like, it's Will Smith. We see him as this, like, cookie cutter, like, I guess, like, not really having a lot of drama or issues to him personally type of actor. And I feel like he's carried himself in the industry for a long time a certain way. So I understand, I guess, like, the shock value to it. But I do believe that if any other A-list actors were up there and he slapped another A-list actor, yes, there would be conversation about it. I don't...
If they're of color.
That's so what much I think. Conversation, though. Yeah. The extent to which, the volume to which, the longevity of the conversation, like...
I mean, I think I just also see black people talking about it, so black people are talking about it because they're black.
Yeah, and I mean, I want to talk about it because I'm black, and I want all the white people to mind their business.
Yeah.
But, like, we went to their award show and minded our business in front of them. Like,
yeah.
What can we ask for at this point?
And okay. Especially since the Oscars are so, like, popular... So, for not giving a shit. And then the year that they were like, okay, you know what? Let's finally give the black people some shit. And then Will Smith goes to slap Chris Rock on stage. That's fucking crazy. That's really wild.
Like, even the sentence, Will Smith slaps Chris Rock on stage, like on national television, it's baffling to me. I can't grasp it, really.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm about to break this down. So first and foremost, when I first heard this, I thought it was fake. Like, I thought, like, Will Smith was trying to sell the book. I thought the Oscars were trying to get us to watch something. Then I finally watched it for myself and I said, holy shit. Like, this is real. What made me think, like, oh my God, this is real? It's first of all, Will Smith sitting down, and I want to say Chris Brown so bad, but Chris Brown's not part of this. Will Smith going to sit down and be like, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth.
That's definitely what made it real.
And then Chris Rock's response, it was like, I've never seen Chris Rock so caught off guard. Like, so many things, I watch Chris Rock a lot, mind you. So many things always happen to Chris Rock. White people call him niggers. Like, he lets white people call each other niggers. So many crazy things happen to Chris Rock, and I've never seen this man caught off guard. He said, it was just a G.I. Jane joke. And then after that, he was like, okay, I will. And then him trying to, like, get his footing back after the conversation, I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, this this was real.
I've never seen something shook like that, yeah.
I've never seen Chris Rock like this. I'm of the opinion that he deserved it, but, like, I'm also of the opinion that, like, violence shouldn't have been the answer right here. Like, I would have much rather have heard that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock outside the Oscars after party before I saw it on stage. That is buffoonery. Like, that's really buffoonery. I think... This long in the industry, Will, you literally know that they want to demonize your type so bad. Like, you're the type. They hate you.
Yeah.
And this is what you do. You give them what you want, they want. And I feel like they might drag me for this. They really might drag me for this. But I think every time these days we have a problem with Will, it's about Jada. And I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to go further into it, but I want to hear your opinion.
Well, it's interesting to hear you say that because, like, I have also heard that a lot. Like, Jada is the devil spawn that is, like, deteriorating Will Smith's holy life. Like, it's crazy, but, like, I don't want to hear from nobody else that's not a black woman, though. Like, I don't want to hear anybody demon as a black woman that is not a black woman. Like, I don't want it. So, it's interesting to hear your point of view, and I'm excited to hear about that.
Yeah,
but
same.
I'll go back to when I first heard it. Like, we were partaking in a dog activity. And we were watching a different thing. We were watching a basketball game because the Elite Eight was happening. And then one of the girls that was in the room read out loud that The Rock had been punched by Will Smith. And we were like, what? Punched The Rock? He lost his damn body. Why would anybody punch The Rock?
Yeah.
That's a grown man.
Yeah.
Overgrown man.
Yeah. Not overgrown.
So, it's a GMO man.
When the game was over, we did our research and we had like seen the clips. We had learned everything about it. And I also too thought it was fake, but fake in that like it was planned. Like, oh, this was gonna happen. It was supposed to be a gimmick, part of the skit. And then, like you said, like hearing Will shout that from the audience, and then like knowing that the Oscars cut to commercial break, they cut the audio from it. Like, if you're watching live, you didn't get to hear him say that because they cut the audio, they cut away from Will, they went to break, like they just shut it down because it's live television. Like, they are gonna get fined by the FCC for having that kind of stuff happen. And so, just watching, I was like, oh, this is crazy. My immediate reaction was, is Will going to get his Oscar? Because white people have a tradition of not giving us what we deserve in the first place, and then moreover, now that we're showing our ass in front of them, ain't no way they're going to give this man his Oscar. And he was the clear frontrunner in this race from time. Like, Denzel was nominated, a bunch of spectacular actors were nominated, but everybody was like, yeah, Will Smith's here, he's finally winning it. And I was like, yeah, Will. And I personally, like, have gone back and forth with how I feel about Will Smith. Most recently, I just listened to his audiobook, Will, and it was spectacular. Like, I was like, okay, this is the guy. I'm a big fan. He went from rags to riches the hard way. He has good values. He, like, open to different experiences. Like, it's the world, rather, that doesn't understand Will Smith rather than, like, the other way around. But that man just be tripping me out, man. Like, what? He went and put paws on this man on national television in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I was at work and I had walked into the lunchroom and there was a conversation, two white people talking about it, and they were like, it would have been much more effective if Will had walked up to him, moved the mic in his hand, and been like, just talk to him, and then put the mic back. Because then everyone's wondering what happened. Like, and then, like, oh, what's going on? What'd he say? Now he's straight. But then again, I mean, I'm a Georgette. I think Chris Rock shouldn't have made the joke. He has, it's his job to make jokes. Don't get me wrong. We pay him to hear him make jokes. He's
Stop
a client. And I'm down with it. I love Chris Rock. But it was a joke that shouldn't have been made, and he reaped the consequences of it. It's just at the time and place. What the fuck, Will?
Yeah.
I agree. I completely agree.
So I understand that it could have been like a sensitive joke, like with Jada's alopecia and like everything that's going on with like her hair situation. It could have been a sensitive joke. But I literally, he was making fun of Penelope Cruz and her husband seconds before, and Penelope Cruz and her husband didn't walk up on stage and slap Chris Rock. I just feel like why Will felt the need to do this is more than just this moment and more than just this joke. Because I think the G.I. Jane joke was not, it wasn't serious enough for Will to get this angry. It's a culmination of a lot of things, I feel like.
From Chris Rock?
No, from overall, just everything that's been going on. Like the red table talk, Jada calling him not a protector, her saying that his dick game is weak online, like all her just putting his issues out there. Like he feels like now, and these memes like that everybody thinks are funny of Will crying or like pain, like those memes that they keep making of Will, I feel like now he had to prove that he was like not a bitch. Like I guess like this was his way of like showing the world like, okay, like this is me protecting Jada because Jada said I wasn't a protector. So let me go up there and like show, I think it's overcorrection. Like let me go up there and like show you guys like, okay, here you go. This is me protecting Jada. I'm protecting my black woman.
So why did you say he deserves a slap then?
I think he deserved a slap because he was talking shit. Like, regardless, like wherever Will's from, the West Philly, whatever, when you talk shit, you get slapped. Like, even though he's famous, he's been in the industry for so long, like, you get more than slapped. You can get murked for talking shit in Philly. So, like, it is what it is. But, like, honestly, I don't think it was about Chris, but Chris shouldn't have made that specific joke either.
Well, I haven't done the research that y'all have done, but scrolling through the TL, I've learned that Chris Rock has apparently had a lot to say over the years.
Yeah, he talks shit. That's all he does.
No, about Jada.
Oh.
Yes, about Jada. about them specifically. I don't know all the details, but apparently she curved him at one point. She's been the butt of a lot of his jokes over the time. Like, they just have a history that did not just start on that night.
Well, he's a mad-ass nigga.
So that's where I thought you were going because he makes jokes and whatever, but it seems like she specifically has been the butt of a lot of his jokes. And then when you hear that he was curved or whatever happened as far as them dating or not dating, it's giving, what's the word? Immature, small dick energy, sad, mad, bitch nigga energy. It's giving a lot. So I don't know. That's also just an interesting part of that conversation, I think.
I feel you on that. But yeah. One of my friends had said too, they are Eve Marcus, Will and Jada.
Yes. But I'm not talking about now since August Alsina. I'm saying from years.
No, I'm saying overall. They have always had their information just out there.
Yeah.
They're very public about everything. The way Beyonce's private about everything, they are the antithesis. They are public about everything.
They're guys, we're having trouble in our marriage.
Comedians look for low-hanging fruit, and they're good friends. Will and Chris Rock are established friends from time. And so, seeing them deteriorate in that way, at that moment, there could have been more respect given, I think, to Chris Rock. Do it outside, you just said, go slap him later in your own time, but to slap him in front of the whole world? They said, though, it's been very beneficial for Chris because his ticket sales for his tour have gone up.
I heard. And his brother's getting a lot of stuff too. But it's interesting that you say give him the respect, because I also feel like the opposite can be said if they have such great of a relationship and you know that she's going through something. Because this is the only part of it I really talked about with Georgette and how she was saying he's making jokes. And I mean, ultimately, I get it. I don't really watch comedians for reasons like this personally. But I get it. I do, you know? So I get it. We make jokes about things. We make jokes about marriages or whatever. But apparently she had just come out talking about this pretty seriously in a emotional way. And I feel like it's different if we're talking about, whatever joke you want to make versus a medical issue. And if he's as close to them as people make it seem, or like you just said, then I think the respect of maybe does not make choosing another joke, not that specific thing. I'm not even saying don't talk about Jada. I don't care about the lady that much to say that. But I think that specific topic was clearly a lot. I don't know. So I think that's just also can be said in the reverse of giving that respect.
Let me be the first to say that G.I. Joan is Demi Moore. That's a bad bitch. G.I. Jane. Did I say G.I. Joan?
Yeah.
Look, G.I. Jane is a bad bitch. I mean, that, like you said, it was a joke, but again, G.I. Jane. You call me G.I. Jane? Oh my gosh, shit. But I also don't have.
She was the badass. Yeah. That character is impressive, but I mean, to Nappy's point, it's interesting because, you're right, the respect can go the other way, but, I feel like if I can't bid with my boys, who can I bid with?
With your sick boy. I'm not saying don't joke, but with your medically whatever fragile and this specific whatever this disease is, that's where you finna bid?
That's where you got cancer,
Well, she didn't laugh from jump, and I thought that was also very interesting. She didn't laugh from jump. She was pissed from jump.
What do you guys think about people painting Jada as the Wicked Witch of the West?
I think it's wrong.
Why? Like it because they want a black woman to go down. If she was any other color, I don't think they'd be like, oh yeah, Jada's the sin. She's the devil. It's only because she's a black woman. They're like, oh yeah, it's easy. She's an easy target.
Yeah.
I feel like there are other options. We can really dig what happened here. But they really think Jada's out here ruining Will's life. But he liked that. That's his.
And I think that's my thing as well. Because also, like you said, I do agree. They clearly give the ammo. You're not wrong. So there's that. But I just don't get it. I don't think it's necessary to the degree that people go. And most importantly, like you said, they are still together. Whether it's, what's the thing they said? Terrible marriage for life together, or happy sometimes together, or terrible sometimes. I think it's a terrible thing to say. I completely don't get it. But I also feel like it's not for me to get. Will Smith is there with that woman. being together. She's there with that man, being together. Whatever goes on in the confines of their home and the relationship and what they think in their brains of what their open relationship, not open relationship, whatever, it's not my business. That man looks happy and she looks happy, and that's fine for me. Go over there and do that. Like, I feel like, I mean, I don't know, because it's like, people do this all the time for everything. Yeah. So I don't know what it is about this that just feels so wrong. But it's like, y'all are so mad about a relationship y'all don't understand. We don't know. Like, we just don't know. Like, red table talk and all that, yeah, but like, we don't really know. And I think it's so interesting when people talk about celebrities in general, and it's like, well, you don't know them, but you don't know them. But I don't know, it's like them, everybody gets a free-for-all. Yeah. And it's like, it's crazy how they have no rules for the two of them, specifically Jada. And I don't get where that comes from. I don't know if it's because just she's a like black and a woman, and then like her relationship with all these humans at times, like from Tupac to August, to Will, like, I guess they're all, like, yeah, like, I don't get what part of it is that everyone is just, like, fuck them, like, literally, and it's just, like, really intriguing to me, and, like, it's, in a negative way, like, I think it's sad.
It's because every day she wants to come on TV and bare her soul, and baring her soul is telling every single, like, it's like when we were watching The Young, Famous, and African, and the girl was like, you show me your weakness? Okay, I got you. She's showing every bit of her weakness. This is so scary. It's really scary. Like, before all of this crazy stuff happened, like...
Like, what's that?
Like, the red table talk and all this, like... I would watch, like, her YouTube videos or watch the red table talk, and I'm like, this is a lot. Like, it's like, this
like
is
before, like, she talked about August?
Yeah, like, okay. I'm like, this is a lot of her business. But I guess, like, people do this, like, people are allowed to bare their soul, but like also like it's like she bares her soul and then everybody else's soul for them too, which kills me. Like she'll talk about the issues of Tupac, like why Tupac was the greatest or why Tupac was inadequate. She'll talk about Will Smith, why Will Smith is inadequate, or like the specific things going on in their marriage, like this is our problem here, this is our problem here, Will wasn't a nurturer here, I didn't feel protected here, I didn't feel protected. Like, and I get, like, this is how you make your money, like, this is your show, but this is crazy. Like, Oprah does not do this. Oprah does not get on her show and bare every single weakness she has. Like, she's like, okay, I've been through this, that, and the third, but Oprah does not do. You have you ever heard Oprah talk about the problems that her and Stedman have in their relationship?
But there are people that do that, right?
Who?
No, I'm asking.
Not to this degree, I don't think.
Okay, so like,
maybe, like, maybe there's out there, but I don't see it.
I mean, maybe she's trying to innovate this new path in which, like, it's ultra exposure. Because literally, when I was watching the one episode of the Red Table Talk about polygamous relationships, there was, like, a good, like, 15 to 20% of the episodes dedicated to Willow's personal polygamous relationship. And I was like, huh. We could have gotten the point across about all that, but I mean, cool for her. But, like, you're right. They make the private, personal, public. Like, it's just all out there.
Right.
And like, even after, like, Jaden tweeted, we still go hard. Like, he was like, yep, it's us. If you talk crazy again, you're going to get slapped again. And then he, under it, he quoted, like, oh, yeah, I cried at my dad's acceptance speech. Like, what? Like, this is madness. We're watching.
Yeah.
I think it may be such like a shock, because I feel like we see this happen in like relationships all the time, in terms of like that, I guess, the like actual cheating and stuff like that. We see it happen all the time, but I think it may be a shock that, like, one, it's a man, and like two, it's a rich man that this is happening to. Like, I feel like a lot of people, especially before the slap, I don't know if this slap gave Will any street cred. I don't think it should have. But like, especially before the slap, I think people are viewing Will as like weak. So like, after like seeing all of that, I think it's just why it's so like famous, why it's so like why it's everywhere like this, is literally just because it's like a rich man.
I mean, yeah, and to go back to the patriarchy wants to look masculine. We don't cry, we don't do none of that shit. We have to put on that we are men. Like, build amber. That's all that's happening in my head. Where is the nails to build this bookshelf? Like, that's the only thing I should be doing. And then you take that to the next level, that he's a black man. So regardless of the perception around it, there's code to that kind of thing, I guess. So, like, is he a bit pipe him up there? That's not what I would say, but some people might think that way. And so, like you said, West Philly has different rules than the Smyrna, Delaware that I grew up in. And thank God for that. Because I survived in nobody's West Philly.
We would have a slap for this episode.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It goes back to the inability of black people to do anything. Like, we just can't do nothing without scrutiny. So, to then, for us to go and give ammo for scrutinization, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's hard to watch. I think it's, like, a very... I don't think they really... actually, I think why they're such targets is they didn't really stand such a good chance. Like, an abused man, an abused woman coming together, and they're famous. Like, so we're about to see, like, everything. They're not hiding their issues. Like, automatically, I think this stuff is not funny. Like, even the jokes. Like, I haven't laughed at any of these, like, slap memes or whatever because I don't think it's cute or I don't think it's funny. But, like, I think overall, just because they never really stood a chance. Like, they were always going to be the target.
Me, like Chris Rock, I am a clown, so I have laughed at a lot of those things. Like, I really do. And there's, like, a version, somebody tweeted, it's a version of, the slap, but in slow-mo. Will has perfect form. He draws back his arm.
So stupid.
He then winds, and he Chris Rock's face. It's just, when I think about it, it is the bit.
Yeah.
But it, I like to have a good time, but it takes me out of the good time when I think, okay, now the implications of it. Will has resigned from the Academy. Like, now this black man is no longer on the board of trustees for the Academy. So when they go to vote for movies that should get Oscars, like the black films that we're probably watching, his vote does not count anymore. And so, like, the microcosm of the macrocosm is really upsetting. Like,
yeah.
Overall, it's just a trash-ass thing that happened. Like, yeah. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. Like, I wish he just would have waited until later.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, just something. But you can't tell someone how to feel or how to act once they feel something. And clearly, they felt something. To go up on stage and do that. And Jada was laughing!
Yeah, I just feel like he has to control himself, yes, but, like, if I'm a good partner to him, I'm be like, nigga, shit your ass down. Like, I don't care how mad you are. Like, I'm gonna be like, sit down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like, she very much was like, well, seemed very much okay with
that,
which is also, also crazy.
Like, the biggest night of your life would be like, nigga, sit down.
Yeah,
like,
please.
The story would have been me body slamming Will. Like,
for real, like, Jada attacks Will. Because they posted, I don't want to misquote it, but they posted a TikTok earlier in the night when they had gotten ready, it was like, God gave us another day on this earth, and now we gonna turn up because of it. Or like, we gonna give the world hell because of it.
For sure.
And I was like, why would you post this regularly? What that's about to happen? Even if you weren't knowing you were about to get real active on that stage later, why would you post that? And then for what to occur happen next, they messy. I don't know. They messy people.
Yeah.
Okay, the one...
Topic, though, in relation. Okay,
I'm gonna say the one joke that I did think was funny. It wasn't even about the slap, but somebody, you know how Ghana and Nigeria was playing the World Cup that day?
Yeah.
Somebody was like, the World Cup had to end early so that Jada could get her dress, which was the field. I said, please. And who comes up with this shit? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, Amy Schumer was Regina King, Regina Hall, sorry, and Wanda Sykes. And so Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes have come out to say they've been traumatized by the spot. I want to hear your opinions on that.
They're both comedians. They both probably think this shit is funny.
They actually don't. They're very serious.
They're traumatized?
Yes,
traumatized.
Because they feel now when they go and they have performances, people are going to be inclined to just come up on stage and assault them, which is a decent thing to think about. I don't know if it's worth these statements they're putting out, because you were a comedian from jump. If you talk about somebody, you already, like, don't act like this is the first time anyone's ever gotten busy with somebody on stage. That, I don't think I like that.
I know you've seen a haggler before.
Like. Yeah, exactly. Is it a good thing to think about? Because, yes, he has some sort of influence that people are going to, like, that's not a terrible thing to pop up in your mind as that being your job. But I think to make a whole statement and I'm traumatized, like, girl, y'all should have been ready at every step to be on stage and be talking about most likely people in the stage or things that maybe relate to people in the stage. Like, that's
you would see me come out.
That's the thing you've chosen, Loki. Not, I didn't want to say you've chosen violence, but that should have been a thought way before Will Smith getting on stage and doing that. I thought that was a little much.
With the whole gladiator suit on.
I thought that was a bit much.
Wow, right. I didn't even think about that, though. Like, that they're, like, comedians and like, people could just run up and slap them down, too. Yeah, I feel like they should have been ready for people to get busy anyway. I could understand them, like, feeling it. But I don't know if I want to hear Amy Schumer talk about
especially
this.
Especially her. Like, girl, sucks. Yeah, it was like, girl, sit down. Like, please.
Like, y'all be so weak in the knees. Stand up. Like, you should have known, like you said, any point. I could be walking down the street and get slapped. Like, you put back to this world.
Literally. So,
you now seeing this having traumatized you really blew me. Because come on.
Does Amy Schumer think Ben Stiller is going to slap her? Like, I don't understand.
It's just because of the social economical context of it, the whole racial background between black people exuding violence, that this is okay to say. Because how were you traumatized? You weren't involved. They didn't slap you. They didn't slap your mom. Like, two random people
went
to slap each other. You ever seen a boxing match before? Like, what is traumatizing about this?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hear shit from
you. Yeah, same.
Actually don't even want to hear her jokes anymore. I wasn't listening to her anyway, but now I'm really not listening to her.
I'm saying.
Wild. Literally wild.
But as for Wanda Sykes, please beef up your security.
Yeah, like, if you're going to talk to them, then you could get slapped, Wanda, but I love Wanda Sykes. She has a special place in my heart, so I hope she does not.
Yeah. She rethink her jokes. I'm sure she won't get slapped.
So then, if you don't talk shit.
Yeah.
I've seen, and this may be our last topic. I've seen the conversation now of like, do we need comedians anymore? What do you guys think?
I personally say yes, because when I think about the reason, like, sometimes me and my friends are talking, we're like, you know, there were a lot of wars back in the day. Like, we learned about a lot of wars. Wars don't be happening that frequently these days. I personally think it's because the eye funny. Like, because of the internet bringing comedy and humor and lightheartedness to people, and also the information spreading that happens on the internet, like, there's just no reason to really be as angry as people were back in the day. And so I think comedy does have a huge function in our society, and these comedians do bring a lot of mirth and joy to people, so... Personally, I'm like, yeah, if you take away the comedians, take me with them. I'll laugh my ass off with them.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it can be done in a, like, a less traditional way? Like, do the memes help? Is that enough?
Yeah, like, I saw a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but I saw a post that kind of said they don't think we need comedians anymore, and their argument was kind of like, not that everyone's funny, but everyone has the ability to be funny now. And like you're talking about the internet, you can share it. I could post something, there's memes, there's skits, there's videos, there's all these avenues of different types of comedy. I can't see myself going to sit and watch someone do stand-up necessarily. I mean, I don't know. But also, I am a biased person in that topic already. It's not for me, so I don't really know if I can even talk about it. But I do just think overall, there's other ways to be funny. I don't think it's necessary. But I don't think these people should just be out of a job now. Like, I don't really think it needs to jump to that. Like, I don't know what I think, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think... I don't know. I think that we need them because they call out some truth in society, which is good. Like, they're able to, like, talk about... Like, even if you think about, like, the king and his jester, like, way back in time. Like, they're able to call out, like... things that are going on in society truthfully. But I think also we give them too much liberty. Like, I think they're allowed to be, do, and say whatever they want because it's a joke. I like, and that's my problem, because I like the truth and the things that they're allowed to say, but I also hate the fact that, like, they can say anything.
What do you mean truthfully?
And everything. Like, we can be like, okay, Like, if you think about the in the king's time with the gesture, they could be like, okay, like, they're the only guy who could be like, okay, the king is a horrible nigga. Like, the king is doing all this stuff with the government, this, that, and third. Like, they're one of the few people who are allowed to comment on that.
Okay.
So, like, it's been something historical over time, but, like, now we've given them this immunity, which I think is the problem. So I don't know where that stops. I don't know where that line is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I mean, that's a really good point. I do love, like, stand-up comedy. Like, especially if it's a man, Dave Chappelle, Michael Che, Chris Rock. Like, those comedy specials are for me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you said, it's a space for our people to go and say these things and not have fear of, oh, retribution or retaliation. We can really go up there in our minds. In a very tactful and craftful way. Like, these people aren't just going and talking. There's a lot of preparation, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort that goes into these jokes that either land or don't. And so, like, to say, like you said, like, oh, do we need comedians? Or it would be, like, a harsh overgeneralization to be like, yeah, we're done with them.
Yeah, I agree.
They don't get to feed their families anymore.
Yeah.
It's like the whole thing about canceling. Like, where do we draw the line?
Oh, yeah. I don't think canceling is real.
I think maybe we should just do the tactful ones. Like, I think the ones who do the low-hanging fruit. Like, I used to think, like, as a kid, I used to think Kevin Hart was so funny. But, like, right now, Kevin Hart couldn't even crack a smile for me. Because, like, literally all he does is talk shit. Like, he's not even funny. Like, he'll just be like, you curly-ass head hoe. And people will just start laughing. Like, it's not funny. Like, the people who, like, actually put work into this, like, Wanda Sykes is hilarious. Like, how Wanda Sykes would have me on the floor. Seth Rogen is hilarious. Even though he's white, he will have me on this floor. Like, so, like, I think the tactful ones deserve to be here. The ones who are just talking shit, y'all, I'm not saying you're going to get slapped by Will, but you're going to get slapped by Will.
I feel like there's another part of this conversation we haven't talked about, and I'm kind of weird to bring it up, but a lot of people were talking about Jada not even deserving defending, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Not deserving defending because of, I guess, her sexual past. Just wanted to know what you guys thought about that. Like, people bringing that up in general. I think...
That's woman hate.
Yeah.
That's just the patriarchy. Fuck them. So, like, yeah. I think Jada not... every human deserves protection. Like, fuck all that. And if you guys are going to yell, protect black women every day, then we shouldn't say Jada doesn't deserve protection.
Yeah.
Do I think that she's the best woman alive? No, yeah. I don't. I think that she needs help. And I think Will needs help, too. But, like, overall, we're talking about, like, don't protect her. No, that's just another case of y'all saying we don't deserve protection. Fuck y'all.
I think I was just appalled at how quickly Will smacks Chris Rock. And then we're talking about Jada was fucking August. I'm like, dang, are we back in 2020, whatever year that was? Like, I was just like, and like, don't get me wrong, I understand where the correlation comes in. But I was just like, that man made the decision to go up on stage and slap another man, and we're talking about Jada's vagina. Like, I was just like, wow, this is really giving, like, very sexist people. Like, I was just like shocked, honestly, like, initially. And then I was like, Nappy, don't be shocked. We knew this was coming. But I was just like, dang.
I mean, yeah, the way this world hates women is shocking to me day in and day out.
Like, yeah.
The subtleties and the overtness of it. Like, some people don't hide it no more. They're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Since it's Twitter, what? There's no reason to hide anything.
Yeah.
Like, what? It'd be shocking.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think I feel about it the way you felt about the community thing. Like, I'm biased. Like, I'm a protect woman. I'm a love woman. Especially if a black woman is the woman. It's rap for that. Like, I don't know how we... Or why we jumped to where we jumped to so quickly with the conversation. Like you said, like, 1 minute Chris is being slapped by Will, the next it's, oh yeah, Jada has a green ball in her pocket that controls Will Smith. I'm of the opinion that that shit should not be a popular conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you Kevin Samuels listening.
Oh, God.
Pitchfork holding niggas. Please fall in the ditch. I don't want to hear from you again. I'm tired of y'all.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that was just sickening, I think. I think it's good that overall I feel like we're all in agreement that, like, it was a crazy joke. It was a crazy reaction. And I think we all wish it didn't happen, especially on that stage. Which I think it's okay to acknowledge both. Like, agree with both. Like, I understand being annoyed, and I understand also not getting up there and slapping one of the few other black men in the room and, like, having that visual. Like, it's definitely bad. I just want to know what he would have done differently, if he could have done something differently. Or if he would sit here and be like, I'd do it all over again.
I want to talk to Lupita about this. Like, I want to talk to Lupita about this, because I feel like I would have reacted very similarly, except my whole body.
Like, she definitely thought it was a joke for a good 2 seconds, and then was like, oh.
She's like,
she we don't do this in Kenya.
Yeah.
Watching her facial expressions, like, I stripped for her just to make those facial expressions again. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he did it.
She's so cute.
The whole
just
shocking perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to put her in things. I like her. I like her. Okay, this was a great episode, guys. Please go ahead and protect some black women today. I'm not going to be the one to say it, but, like, if you're in, like, a bad marriage and, like, shit's not going right, this bad marriage for everything, please go find somebody you love, please.
Yeah.
I beg.
Oh my gosh, do you think maybe because they're in this some sort of toxicity, like, negativity is just being drawn to them? Like, that slap, like, so many people just don't understand it, and it's like they will continue to be put in situations that are just confusing as heck, because they're just pushing this. I don't know,
people are gonna keep testing it because they keep saying
something is just gonna keep being drawn to them.
Talked about it in church today. It's gravity.
You said what?
It's called gravity. Like, that's what the preacher called it today. He was like, what you draw to you is also looking for you.
Yeah.
It's gonna find you.
Yeah.
So, like, you gotta want better for yourself and for others. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Those two are weak. They're messy.
Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah.
But,
okay, advice section. Don't be messy, y'all.
Yeah, don't be messy. Get out of a bad marriage. Guys, this is our season finale.
Yay, season finale.
That's so crazy. Like we do at the end of every season. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. This is, what, 30 episodes now? We lit out here. Y'all stick by us. Y'all listen to us. Y'all post us. What? The way it makes my day when y'all post us.
I know, right?
Y'all really just be doing the thing. I love y'all.
I love you guys, too. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is a wrap on this season, but wait on the next one.
Yeah, we coming back with better stuff. Lupita gonna be on that next season.
Period. What are her facial expressions?
I want to say real quick on my whiteboard, because they say if you want something to happen, you put it on a whiteboard.
Yes.
I will meet Snoop Dogg by the time 2023 ends. And so I just want to put that out to the ether that if he's listening, come
on. So may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why Snoop Dogg?
I want to smoke with him.
Okay.
Why not with Khalifa? No. He's another weed person.
Well, it's like, Snoop Dogg's like the guy.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
The standard. Like, yeah. Khalifa's cool, but it's like meeting Denzel Washington's son. Like, he's cool, a great actor, but dad is the one.
Yeah.
You should buy a house next to him in the metaverse. He's selling that. He is.
I want in person, real life.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.